nippery bond. Very seldom he went out. He fed the stock and he worked around as a general roustabout. He got to know a real swell coon, and every time they'd meet, he'd start to tell his troubled life. Even stop him on the street. This coon one day was with a gal. He knew Tom Peasley well. Tom met them and he started him his troubles then to tell. He talked and he chewed the rag to them. Well, they couldn't break away until this coon called Tom one time, and to him he did say, when I'm promenading with my lady friend, don't notice me. I like to see you when I'm by myself, but never when in company. Do me a favor, don't ask me why. Next time you see me, kindly close your eyes. If you want to be a friend of mine, just pass on by. Don't notice me. A downcast look for many a weary day. He vowed he'd get back if it took his very soul away. He raked and scraped to get enough to dress himself up fine. Then called on the hair, same young gal, and he took her out to dine. They had to pass a barber shop where this coon was employed. And as they passed, Tom's bosom swelled. He felt so overjoyed. His gal cried, Tom, your friend in there just bowed as we went by. Tom turned to come, so back he run. And through that door he cried, when I'm promenading with my lady friend, don't notice me. I like to see you when I'm by myself, but never when in company. Do me a favor, don't ask me why. Next time you see me, kindly close your eyes. If you want to be a friend of mine, just pass on by. Don't notice me.